From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. So far, the U.S. is seeing little progress as it presses more nations to help secure and rebuild Iraq. The French president and German chancellor met today in Berlin. President Chirac said both nations still want a quick transfer of power to the Iraqis, in his words, a matter of months, not years. Their insistence is holding up a Security Council resolution that would give the United Nations blessing to an international military presence there. President Bush says he does not expect that resolution to be approved before he speaks to the UN General Assembly on Tuesday. But at Camp David today, he said that he is not deterred by the lack of support.
We'll continue to work it, though, and the whole purpose, of course, is to make sure that nations feel if they need a UN resolution, they'll have one in order to justify participation.
The task of enlisting more countries to send troops to post-war Iraq falls to the State Department. Richard Armitage is Deputy Secretary of State, the number two man to Colin Powell. Secretary Armitage, one of the issues right now at the United Nations seems to be how quickly the UN should recognize the Iraqi Governing Council as the interim government of Iraq. The French seem to say it could happen within a month. Why not so soon?
Well, I think we need to look at what's happened recently. The Arab League has recognized on an interim basis the Governing Council. We are desirous of having the representatives from the Governing Council sit behind the Iraqi seat at the UN to make the point to Iraqis in general that this interim government is representative of all Iraqis, and I think it would show in large measure that the international community is on the side of the Iraqi people. So there's a certain urgency in this.
But sitting behind the Iraq sign at the UN, that seems sovereignty for show. Aren't there more important issues as to who actually is the law in Iraq?
Well, there it's sovereignty for show, and perceptions count. They count in our daily lives, and they count in international affairs. But who's in charge in Iraq, there's no question. It is Jerry Bremer. But more and more, as we've stood up or have stood up, ministries, Iraqi faces are identified to Iraqi people as making decisions for their ministries. And now we're all going to be getting about the business of trying to determine what kind of constitution is best for Iraq, getting it written, and hopefully move to elections.
But there seems to be an acceptance now of the idea that the appearance of a more international military force in Iraq is good, just as the appearance of sovereignty is good. Why not the appearance of a more international occupying authority, not just Mr. Bremer, but, say, the United Nations, the French, the Germans, everyone else?
It's very interesting to me that, on the one hand, the United Nations, after the horrific bombing, has reduced their staff rather dramatically, and we exerted a lot of influence and energy trying to keep the UN in Baghdad, and now some are suggesting that they want to step out and take a higher profile. I don't think that's quite the case.
But does it work for the U.S. effort to win the hearts and minds of Iraqis to say, Jerry Bremer, the American, is in charge? He's the guy who's running the place.
Well, as a matter of fact, we say the Coalition Provisional Authority, and it's represented by Jerry Bremer. I think it's well recognized by the Iraqi people that temporarily someone's got to stand up and make some decisions. But more and more, those decisions are coming from the Iraqi Governing Council and being put through Jerry Bremer, and that is also becoming obvious to the Iraqi people.
I want to ask you about some countries that might contribute troops to Iraq now.
Sure.
First, have you asked South Korea to contribute troops?
We've had discussions with South Korea. It falls short of a specific request, but we've had discussions about their willingness to do it.
Do they sound willing?
They're ruminating over this right now. I think it's quite clear that if we, the United States, puts forward another resolution in the UN Security Council, and that Security Council resolution is adopted and it authorizes multinational forces, that you'll see some countries stepping up. South Korea might be one of them.
The Turkish foreign minister is coming to Washington next week. U.S. is trying to urge Turkey to send troops into Iraq now.
That is correct.
When you last were talking with the Turks before the war, there were offers of aid on the table. Would that still be the case? Would the Turks in some way have their costs defrayed for sending troops to Iraq?
Well, we have a certain amount of money put aside for transportation and for sustainment. We wouldn't be paying salaries, of course, or something of that nature. Regarding aid for Turkey, we had $1 billion on the table. The U.S. Congress voted it forward. It is available to the Turks whether or not they participate in a multinational force.
But if the Turks were to participate, would some of the $87 billion that we're talking about now, would that go to Turkey, or might there be a need for more funds to provide more aid to the Turks?
No, that money will not go to Turkey. Of the $87 billion, 66 of it is related to military operations both in Iraq and Afghanistan, and $20.3 billion is for reconstruction in Iraq and about $800 million for Afghanistan. It would not go to Turkey.
And just lastly, to clarify one point,
sure.
The need for international forces in Iraq, is the need driven by the fact that they are from many different countries and the mission would be perceived as multinational, or is it simply to get more boots or civilian shoes on the ground to do work? And if it's the number of people needed, are we the occupier of last resort? Do we have to come up with those boots or shoes if nobody else does?
Well, look, we are, I would reject the term occupy. We are the liberator of first resort. If we are successful in getting approximately another division of soldiers from whatever country, we are more able to rotate our soldiers out in a reasonable way. I would remind you, Mr. Siegel, we've got 22,000 plus foreign troops serving alongside of us now, and we'd like to get about another 10 or 15,000 in so that we can rotate our own soldiers out who have borne the heaviest burden.
Rotate and reduce the U.S. troop presence, or rotate and keep it at its present level? Do you
assume? That's something we'd have to let the commanders decide at the time based on whatever the security situation is. At any rate, if we are successful in getting more foreign troops engaged with us in a multinational force, it'll take a couple of months at least to get them there. So we're talking sometime in the future.
Secretary Armitage, thank you very much for talking with us.
Mr. Siegel, thank you.
Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage spoke to us from his office in Washington.